Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Have you been listening to the podcast Beyond All Repair? We're possibly biased. It comes from our colleague, reporter Anne-Marie Stevenson, and a team at WBUR, where some of us are based. But the culture site Vulture lists it as one of the best podcasts of 2024 so far, says it stands apart from other true crime podcasts. Anne-Marie introduces us to the case of 58-year-old Marlene Johnson, who was brutally murdered in her home, and to the woman who was first charged with Marlene's murder, her daughter-in-law, Sophia Johnson, who was implicated by her own brother, Sean. Sophia was 6 months pregnant at the time and gave birth in jail to a son she hasn't seen since. And 20-plus years later, Anne-Marie stumbled across Sophia, and now Sophia is telling her story in hopes of having her mother-in-law's murder case reopened and of meeting her son. Anne-Marie Sievertson joins us now. Hi.
Hi there.
Boy, what a thread you have pulled. This is our second visit. We'll link people to our first at hereandnow.org. And at that time, in our first conversation, we heard a lot about Sophia's connection to the victim, her mother-in-law. But you also look at other people in the victim's life who might have been involved, including Sophia's brother, Sean, who's the one who first implicated her. Pick up there.
Yeah, so last time we heard a bit of Sean's testimony against Sophia, saying that he saw his sister standing over the body of her mother-in-law holding fireplace tongs. And the question is Sean believable? Was this a believable story to begin with? And so Sophia has a defense attorney named Therese LaValle at the time. And Therese, in the pre-trial hearings before the actual trial begins, Therese is trying to make the case that she should be allowed to tell the jury a lot more about Sean, including the fact that Sean and Sophia had a really turbulent relationship from the very beginning. There was violence in their home. There were threats. I talked to Sean's first wife, whom he was already married to at the time the murder happened. She alleges violence from Sean in their relationship. He had hit and run charges, theft charges against him. He was in tens of thousands of dollars of medical debt. So did he have a motive to commit the murder? And what we learn is that a lot of that information about Sean was actually not allowed to be included in the trial. Here's Sophia's defense attorney, Therese LaValle, speaking to the judge in one of those pre-trial hearings.
I should be entitled to explore Sean Kariah's motivation, his own personal motivations for committing this crime. Because if I'm not allowed to do that, then essentially what we're dealing with is a kid who says, I was just tagging along with my sister. You see, Your Honor, and once he gets caught, then he starts pointing the finger at my client.
Ultimately, Her Honor sided with the prosecutor. Sean's history, irrelevant. He wasn't on trial for murder. His sister was.
Granted, he's not necessarily a very nice person, but what does that have to do with the particular facts of this case, other than his admissions to the behaviors and the crimes that he's committed?
Then my client is being denied a fair trial.
Okay, so Anne-Marie, you also met two good friends of the victim, Lynn and Linda. What did they tell you?
Yeah, so Lynn and Linda had a really interesting perspective that I really wasn't going to get anywhere else because they were good friends with Marlene and they were confidants of Marlene's. And it turns out, you know, as you sometimes hear, people always suspect the husband when a spouse is killed, when a wife is killed. And so these two friends were able to tell me more about Marlene and Richard Johnson's marriage, which was having problems. So we're going to hear from Linda and Lynn here. We hear from Linda first, just remembering her friend Marlene.
Just good. She was good. And crappy things kept happening to her. And then ultimately, the worst thing happened to her.
When you said bad things kept happening to Marlene, Linda, what were you referring to?
Just stuff in life. That just the regular, are you having a good day or are you having a bad day? Those kind of little things.
Except Dick's drinking and gambling. That was
an ongoing deal. I wasn't going to go there.
I've already breached that dam, so.
I wasn't going to go there.
But there we were, breaching that dam together.
It caused her great anguish. I told her many times, you just get rid of him. She stood by her man.
But she did listen to those of us who were encouraging her to get her own credit cards, bank account, establish herself.
Yep.
That was what she was supposed to be saving for her possible exit from that marriage.
And Robin, I'll just say what we just heard Lynn say is so important, because what Sean, Sophia's brother, tells the jury is that Sophia was looking through her mother-in-law's house for a stash of cash that she had somewhere in the house.
Okay, so we hear from friends of the victim, Marlene Johnson. Then we meet the husband of her accused murderer. This is Sophia Johnson, who was married to Marlene's son, Brad Johnson. The cast grows. Tell us about him.
Yes. So Brad is very good friends with Sophia's boss at the time. Sophia's working for a local communications company. And one day, Sophia's boss, Brad's friend, pulls him aside, and he offers some words of warning about Sophia. So here's Brad talking to me about what his friend told him.
We sat down in the middle of this driveway, and we were talking for probably a good hour. And basically, he says, I believe Sophia is stealing from me. I don't think you should marry her. And he was very plain. And at that point, I had gotten Sophia pregnant.
So Sophia was stealing money from her employer at the time, tens of thousands of dollars. She takes a plea to it. But what Sophia tells me is that Brad knew about it. Some of the checks that she was writing from her employer, these bad checks, were made out to Brad. And so she would say, Brad knew that I was stealing money. And therefore, you have to ask the question, if he knew that she was stealing money and did nothing about it, did he also have some sort of involvement in what ends up being the motive for the murder, which is that Sophia wants her in-law's money?
Now we come to the most recent episode. You actually end up meeting Sophia Johnson in person with her now partner, Morgan. Tell us about that.
So Sophia does eventually take the stand in her own defense. And I didn't see this footage for quite some time. She didn't have the footage herself for quite some time. But when I did finally watch it, and when Morgan, who has been her longtime partner and dearest friend, actually watches it for the first time, we both find that Sophia tells a different story than the one that she originally told me. She tells me, Robin, she had nothing to do with her mother-in-law's death. She was not at her in-law's house at all the day of the murder until she and her husband go over and find her mother-in-law dead. But the version that she tells on the stand involves her being there. It also involves her husband at the time, Brad, being there, and her brother, Sean. So here's Sophia's lawyer, Therese, questioning her on the stand.
Isn't it true you told the detectives lies that night?
Yes.
Why did you lie to them?
I was scared. I didn't know. I know that we were all three there. I mean, this is my husband. And then this is my brother. I didn't even know what happened. What was I to say?
So you lied?
Yes.
Amory, what was it like to discover that the first time she was on the stand, she had lied?
Yeah, it was really unsettling because she's been telling me one version of events for a long time. So at a certain part, just the ground starts to fall out from under you and you go, can I believe a single thing that this person has told me? And that's a really unsettling place to be.
Well, and that's where your listeners are at this point, because there are three episodes left. Obviously, you're not going to tell us where we land, but can you give us a sense of where we're going?
Yes. So in the very next episode, which comes out tomorrow, I talk to Sophia's brother for the first time, Sean, who said on the stand 20 years ago that he saw Sophia strike her mother-in-law with fireplace tongs. And the version of events that he tells me is also different than what he said on the stand 20 plus years ago. So here's a little taste of that. Why did you agree to testify against your sister?
Because my sister wasn't telling the truth.
The truth that she killed Marlene.
She killed Marlene, or she knew directly what the hell was going on, but I can only say what I saw. I can't really say anything else outside of that.
So you've got three more episodes. One hits tomorrow. We'd love to have you back when the whole thing is revealed. Amory Sievertson, host of the podcast Beyond All Repair from WBUR and ZSP Media. Thank you.
Thank you so much.